Welcome back to another episode of Start Living Sustainable. You know, it's that time of year to reflect on all the things we've accomplished. When we look back over the year, how much time we've spent pondering some of those inevitable disappointments. How about the wins and the losses we've gone through? But more importantly, what have we learned and how have we grown from the time we spent in all of those activities this past year? Today, let's talk about how to optimize your time as we head into the new year. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Are you a woman who is suffering from fatigue and constant symptoms that could be caused by allergens or toxins in your home or the food you eat? Imagine feeling lighter in your body and energized, waking up every morning refreshed from a good night's sleep. You look forward to the weekend, not because you're exhausted. Instead, you want to spend time during the weekend in activities involved in doing things that you love, and you're enjoying life to the fullest. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to purify your home and what you're eating in line with your faith-driven values within 60 days so that you can feel energized and enjoy a significant reduction of, or even total freedom from symptoms caused by toxins and allergens in your home. You can gain access to coaching with me so that I can help you customize your personalized wellness plan. This is a partnership. Together, we can start the new year off on the right track, and you'll receive the support to stay focused, get energized, and experience a newfound lease on life from the results you'll gain in 8 short weeks or less. I'm reminded of my grandmother, who once told me to act like a lady and to think like a man. I don't think I fully understood that statement as a young woman. Still, after many years of trying to balance my time between motherhood, my career, and my entrepreneurial businesses, it's taken on a new meaning for me. I was constantly challenged with trying to find that sweet work-life balance spot and enough time to do it all. I failed at it most of the time. Early on, my son spent a lot of time with his grandmother while I traveled and was away. And he was often home alone growing up while I worked 60 hours a week. And I never will get that time back. And even though my relationship with my son is closer than ever before, I get it now. The time that we have been given is a gift. And I discovered slow living through slow fashion, and it's about taking your time. It took time to minimize and eliminate excess stuff and declutter my life. It's just a way of living now, and it's helped me to be more deliberate in making decisions that align with my values more meaningfully. Whatever form it takes for you, slow living is about mining your time, creating a sustainable and enjoyable lifestyle for yourself, and learning to do more with less. When you think about slowing down, doing less, and focusing with intention on spending your time doing things that really matter, you'll enjoy less stress and have more energy to do those things that you truly love. I learned from famed fashion designer Donna Karan, and more recently from Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, and the late Steve Jobs of Apple's, and several other leaders in their respective industries. They were seen working in the fashion industry. I learned that famed fashion designer Donna Karan years ago, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, and the late Steve Jobs of Apple, and several other leaders in their respective industries were seen wearing the same thing. A lot of people are thinking in a certain way regarding decision making. And this is a quote from Zuckerberg. "I really want to clear my life to make it so that I have to make as few decisions as possible about anything except how to best serve this community." There's actually a bunch of psychology theory that even making small decisions around what to wear and what to eat for breakfast or things like that, they kind of make you tired and consume your energy. What can we learn from this psychology? What's behind the psychology and how they value the use of their time? Every single one of us have the same 24 hours in a day. What Mark and the others and their fields are talking about is decision fatigue. Now, what does that mean for the rest of us? We can all learn from this. Simply simplifying as many daily decisions as possible so that you have optimal decision-making capacity for the essential things. You'll experience less stress and make better decisions. Now, let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's dive into that a little deeper. And by the way, if you want to go back and listen to my episode number 10, 4 Simple Steps to Declutter Your Wardrobe Closet, as well as episode 15, 3 More Ideas to Simplify Your Life, you'll gain some insight. You might notice simple, simplify. Do you think I'm trying to make this easy for you to get the breakthrough to your healthier, happier future self? Yes, I am. Minding your time is so important, which means that you're strategically organizing and managing your time in a way that will reduce this decision fatigue in several ways. As I said earlier, making decisions can drain your energy. So big decisions, important decisions, it's best to try and make those in the morning. If you're spending time in the morning before you get ready to go to work, figuring out what to wear and going through your closet, making that decision and being flustered, maybe it's delaying you getting out of the house, it's starting to drain your energy early, first thing in the morning. What am I going to make for breakfast without thinking about it ahead of time? It's draining your energy. So in order to reduce this decision fatigue for major decisions that you have to make, that you implement some routines that you can establish that is automated, or that you be proactive and think ahead of time about common decisions that you're going to have to make, so that when you wake up or when you take breaks or when you take the time to focus on specific types of work, it's intentional. By making these decision blocks as part of your daily routine, you can conserve your mental energy for more complex decisions. That's why decluttering your closet and even having a capsule collection or minimalistic ideas around your wardrobe can really save you a lot of time and energy. So prioritize any and every task that you can. Be proactive in terms of making decisions about what to focus on, which limits the number of choices you have to make throughout the day. This can really help prevent mental exhaustion that comes from constantly weighing options, especially first thing in the morning. Now, time blocking may not be something new to you, but it is something that can actually really help you. Allotting specific blocks of time for different activities or decisions can limit the need for you to make these decisions about what to do next. It's already spelled out for you. You've already written it out. You've already set a certain amount of time for any specific task, no matter what it is. But just knowing there's a set time for each activity can free your mind from the stress of last minute decision making. These are methods that will help you mine your time effectively. Streamline that decision-making process because it will conserve the energy, the mental energy that you need, and it can reduce decision fatigue, which means reducing stress, which means that you will be healthier, happier, more organized, and more productive. So there is definitely a benefit to this. I am looking at it from the aspect of how it can make you feel better in your daily life. I hope this helps you, and I hope that you will share this information with anybody that you know that could benefit from this as well. Let me know if you're already practicing some of these techniques, but it's about developing them if you're not, one step at a time, so that you can actually get the breakthrough that you need. And by all means, check the link below. I'm looking forward to connecting with you. Grab a session with me. Let's get started. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.